Shalom, sweetest friends. This year should be a special chus for Rav Daniel Yaakov ben Sarah Libahu v'chol mishpachto. They should have bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol maase yideihem. We're going to be learning v'siyata d'shmai the Maral. We're starting Perek Yud Zayin in the Sefer Beruas Hashem. Vatera also kitov. She saw him that he was good. What does that mean? Rabbi Meir Omer tov shmo. Rabbi Meir learns pshat in the pasuk. Vatera also she saw him ki that he was good. That was his name. His name was good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tuvia Shema. No, Rabbi Yehuda says his name was Tuvia. Rabbi Nechemia says Hagan Ayin Avius. Rabbi Nechemia says that he was fitting for a prophecy. Rashi says Rasa Baruch Hakodesh Asidios Hagan Avush. He saw Baruch Hakodesh that he was going to be fitting for Ruach Hakodesh. Acherimol No Lahal Yekshayimol. Others say Pshat is that he was born circumcised. When Moshe was born, the whole house was filled with light. It says here Kitov, it says by the light Kitov, that means here that the whole house was filled with light. This, by the way, is Akasha, the famous Tiferes Yisrael, Mishnayis, who says that Moshe Rabbeinu, somebody once made a portrait of him, and the portrait you could see from his face that he was really a bad person. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu, Ibergar, but he worked on his midas, and that's how he became the great Moshe Rabbeinu. You see, very hard story to believe. Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal say, when he was born, Torah says, when he was born he was good, and Chazal say a whole house was filled with light. So Lachora, he was also born holy. Obviously he worked on himself to get to higher Madrigas, but it's not such a easy story to accept based on our sources. Al Koponim, this is classic Maharal. Maharal learns up the Machlokes. What is each day a hold? Like we would learn a Gemara, b'men echleku, what's the Sharash HaMachlokes? So here, he goes b'pnimius, what each opinion means of this list of opinions, the Gemara in Sota, and if you base them at Aleph Perish, l'das Rabbi Meir, tov shemo, baloma ki Moshe, beit toldaso hayatov. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was born, he was good. V'zemral shem etzius tov gomer, v'lokum osharen nevraim, shem v'lasem etov ha-gomer. Moshe Rabbeinu was in the Metzius. Metzius was, his reality was, that he was complete good. Unlike other creations that aren't complete good. So in the Ksav Yad, brought by Rav Hartman, is obviously we're going to be using the wonderful, amazing footnotes of Rav Hartman. I don't know how one human being can be such an expert in the Maharal and have so much to say on each word, but he did it. So in the Ksav Yad of the Maharal, he has the Ksav Yad. He writes, "Biur da rezeki kasher anu ro'an inyan Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom shatar nitna al yado tila mizeh shweya mifchar amin enoshi." When you see this inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu, Torah was given through him. He was mifchar amin enoshi. He was the choicest of all of humankind. L'fikach omer tov shemo ki atov v'ara shnei afachim, because good and evil are two opposites. V'timtza kol abriyot sheyesh ben min atov v'ara me'orav. Everybody is a mixture of good and bad. Moshe Rabbeinu, alav shalom, tov ayashmo. His name was good. Sheakulo tov. He was just good. V'lo ayabo davar ra. There was no evil. Uvezeh nivdal mikol adam apnei adamah sheish bem davar ra. Everybody's a mixture of good and bad. Moshe Rabbeinu was kulo good. V'atov azeh shlo ayabo yetzer ha klal. He didn't have yetzer hara. V'lo ayal Moshe shum tzad rabbi shum davar v'lo hayatov. He didn't have any ra at all. He was only good. Later on, at the end of Perek Samuel Zion, he writes that Precious Moshe Meisha is Mora. This teaches you that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a taiva. Well, separate from a woman. Anybody who's a guy knows what it's like to be a guy. So how can Moshe Rabbeinu separate from his wife? The answer is, Lo yisavu techem da v'taiva l'kachir didn't have a taiva. Otherwise, says the Maharal, it wouldn't have been worthy for him to, how can you separate from your wife if you're a regular guy? A regular guy, it's unholy, unhealthy, and forbidden to separate from your wife, because that's going to lead one to chas v'shalom, to erhurim, other bad things. But the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu could separate from his wife, it means that he wasn't in that parsha of chemden taiva for a woman. So that's tov. He was a metzias tov gamur. Uladas Rabbi Yehuda Tuvia Shema, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, his name was Tuvia. It means that Moshe Rabbeinu clinged to the good, which is the godly matter. The Kuzari talks about this a lot. Rihal. Not enough Rihal learned in yeshivas, in my opinion. I'd like to see more Rihal. It's Gevaldik. So the Rehal always talks about the inyan aloki. She'adabik b'moshe tov, shu inyan aloki. So this godly matter, this inyan aloki, was dabik in the good of Moshe, and therefore what was his name? Tuvia Perush. Shaya mitchaber shem yud and then a hey b'tov shel Moshe. So it's not just tov, it's tov plus a yud and a hey. Ad shenikra b'shem tuvia v'davar ze ma shaya mishutaf b'shmo shel b'shmo shem yud and then a hey. I'm not saying them together because it's Hashem's name, obviously. Shatov shelo inyan eloki. So you have the two together. You have the tov, and then you also have the inyan eloki. In the ksav yad, he adds ki shem ka mishatev shemo benimtzah machashuv masher Hashem yisbarach mitzav. And whenever God wants to be close to somebody, so he puts his name with their name, like Yisrael. It says in Yerushalmi and Tainis, he was mishatev shemo b'shmam lodia linyan eloki. Malachim are called Michael, Gavriel. So God's mishatev his name. My name is Elchanan. How lucky am I? Kitov Ratzalomar Vizeh Hefre Sheish Ben Tov Ben Tov. That's interesting. Tov and Tovia. Kitov Ratzalomar Shetzem Shalot Tov. Tov means that Be'etzem he's good. And in the Chedushi Agodas and Sota, he adds She'etzem Shalot Tov Mitzad Gufa V'Chomra. His Etzem is good Mitzad his Guf and his Chomer. Vilu Tuvia Ma'ala Yiteira. Tuvia is an additional Ma'ala. She'atov Inyan Eloki Davek Bo Ad She'nishtatev Bo Shem Yud Kei Ve'avein Dvarim Eila Ad Me'ot. And this is an addition. In other words, the you have the Tov, name is a Mahus, name is an essence. You have the Tov, he's good. And then with that, you have the name of God as well. Rabbi Nechemiah sover ki agunu lenevuah v'zu ma'ala yoter gedolah min harishona. So it seems like we're going up in levels. First there was just tov, then it's tuvia shem Hashem, it's dovek in this inyan aloki. This inyan aloki is dovek to the good, it's clinging to the good, this godly matter, this spirituality. Rabbi Nechemiah omer, no, even higher, hagunu lenevuah v'zu ma'ala yoter gedolah min harishona, even higher than Tuvia is that he's hagun l'nevuah, he's fitting for prophecy. V'zeh kasher hagun l'nevuah shechina atzmo alav. When he's fitting for prophecy, the shechina's on him. In the Chedush Agodas, he writes a little bit differently, with a different formulation. V'zeh kasher hagun l'nevuah shetiyeh alav ruach hakodesh. He's fitting for nevuah, that the ruach hakodesh should be on him. Continues the Maharal, v'zehu yoter min ma'ala rishona ma'sheish bo minyan aloki she'adavek b'moshe, l'kach hosif Rabbi Nechemia, hagun haya l'nevua, ki mukhan hu b'et toldato, l'hitchaber im ha'shechina. Tuvia is inyan aloki, which means that the inyan aloki is davek b'moshe. Nevua is that the shechina, which is higher than inyan aloki, is on him. So that's a progression. Tuvia inyan eloki, which is one level of ruchnias, and then here it's ruach nevuah, it's hecher, it's higher. V'acherim omrim, others say, shenolad mahu, he was created circumcised. By the way, when the Maharal says muchanai beis toldoso l'schabri mashchina, from the time he was created, so we have a raya for this, for the fact that he didn't want to suckle from any of the matrios. Holy kid. So now we're learning about nolad mo'ul. Next opinion, v'zeh tosef esmaila, no checher, even higher. V'zeh ki ma'asheh ha'shechina medaberet imo shi'a agun l'nevuah, af ha'tachtonim muchanim lazeh mitzad atzmam. That the Shechina spoke to him because he was fitting for Nevuah, even the Tachtonim that are not separate from evil, nevertheless they have a Hachana for Nevuah. Aval Madrega Zot Mashiach Nolad Mahul U'Ma'ala She'ena LaTachtonim. So yes, the Tachtonim are Muchan LaNevuah, but that he was born Maul, that the Tachtonim are not ready for. Because all Tachtonim, even though they're Shalem, like the Maharal says in the Gorei and Dvar and Perches, Oz Gimel, Shalom Badavar Bilti Shalem in Hashem Yisbarach, whatever comes from God is complete. So that's a Shlemus, whatever Hashem creates, by its very definition, is complete. Nevertheless, they have a Tzeruf to Ra, Venim Dol Menu Legamre. They're not completely separate from Ra. Ki Yehed there, Dovik Ben Nimtzayim, the Ra'al says elsewhere. All Nimtzayim have this head there, have this lacking. So on one hand, we have a Shlemus because we were created by God. On the other hand, we all have a rock attached to us. Aval Yonim Hem Shlemim. But the Elyonim, they're complete. There's no working on yourself. If you're a Malach, you're not good today and better tomorrow. There's no Tosefus in Elyonim. They're Mesulak Min Hara, Mesulak Min Hara. Because every Kabbalah means that there's a Chisaron in the Makabel. And every Chisaron is Ra. But since the Elyonim are not Makablim, they're created B'Shlemus. They don't need to be Kabbalah. Ba'alei Kabbalah, as the Maharal says, they don't need to accept. They don't need to receive. Memel is no chisaron. Kasher yadua l'mi sheyodea dvarim elu. As is known to those who know. And this is the Maharal, as always, he's referring to Kabbalistic ideas. That the Elyonim are Shlemim, they're Mesulak Min Hara, and whoever knows, knows. What does that mean? So, in numerous places, he talks about how the Olam HaTachton is the Olam HaHarkava. We're all composed, composition of Chomer and Tzura. There's Havaya, there's creation, there's Hefseh, there's loss. The Olam Emtzai is the Olam HaGalgalim HaMazolos, the Tzva Shemaim, the heavenly host, the constellations. They also have Chomer and Sura, but they don't have Arkava, Arvahaya, Hefseh like we do. They don't live and die. They don't have the same Arkava of Chomer and Sura that we have. They have Chomer and Sura, but not the same way human beings have. And then there's the Olam HaShlish, the Olam HaElyon. There's no Chomer at all. It's Kulo Tzura. It's all spiritual. And the Makor is in the Zohar HaKadosh. And the Maharal Chui explains that this is Keneged Olam Atzilus Olam B'Olam Ma'asiya. So this person who is part of this world is in the Olam of Havaya and Hefseh. But if you go to the higher worlds, go to the Olam Elyon, then there's no. Maral says in the Siva Emes, "Can Avram Shvarah Shem Yisroel Chagim B'Chalakim Chelik Rishon Em Elyonim V'Ein Yikurim Olam Elyon Chelik Le'Olam Galgalim V'Ein Magshamim V'Ein Makam Mavayi VeHefsei Olam Ashlishi." This world. So, in the Olam Elyon, there's no Chisaron, there's no Ra. So none of us are there. We don't want to be there. We're happy to be here. This is our avodah. But Moshe Rabbeinu was nolad mol, ki nolad mol masulik v'nivdol min hara. But Moshe Rabbeinu was taka masulik min hara. David HaMelech was also nolad mol. The orla symbolizes evil. Moshe Rabbeinu was born without an orla, meaning he was born without evil. Kach ne'amar basilik orla v'hayei tamim. Where's something else shalim? That's how you get your shlemus, by removing your orla by Avram Avinu. And that's the Madrega of the Elyonim. They're complete. That's their Shlemus. And they're not Makabal any additions. Somebody who's Nolad Mol is created without an Orla because Tosis Tosefis, this addition is bad and it's a Seraph El Ra. And that's obviously why we have to remove it. But if somebody's born that way, he's born with this Ra. So it's in a higher Madrega now that this, he was born without any Ra. Well, the man the Amish and Ismaili Abayis Ora, we have another opinion, Ismaili Abayis Ora, Yodi Osir Maila, Ki Amaila Zos Shushlemus, Madrega Zos, Hi Afla Shemaim Shein and Mivdalim. Umadreges Moshe, she nivdol agamin agashmis, ad she lo man nivdol to the garmik shek, she no lin ismali abayis ora. For moral dever nivdol man agashim zeh adua ken, bor dever gashmi murgash. Fich nivar Hashem yisbrach b'shem or, the siv Hashem or v'yishi. Lefikach nismali kol abayis ora. So it's an even higher madreg in ismali abayis ora. Because this maila is a maila of shlemus. When a person is born tamim, they have this shleimus. But then if it's nismali abayis ora, it's even more than that. Because shamayim that are not nivdal, they also have shleimus. But it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram Avinu out of the shamayim. In other words, Yadavik, the Maharal says, b'maylan nivdalis. Lo b'mayla gashmis, ki shemayim em gisham. There still is some gashmis to the shemayim. It says in the pasuk in Iyov, kedoshav lo yamin ve. B'shemayim lo zaku be'enav. The Maharal says, af shemayim shayich bochet. Even shemayim is impure. Even shemayim is shayichet. They also have their geshem. Moshe Rabbeinu, so you're right, they have shlemus on one hand, but on the other hand, they're still in the world of Geshem, and it's still shayach that they should sin. And the Olam HaSol Yonim. But not Moshe Rabbeinu. The Madrega of Moshe was even higher than that. Even higher than this shlemus of the Olam HaSol Yonim. So again, we're going here progressively higher and higher. He had the Milan of Delos Lagamre. The Maral says in the Siva Shalom Perik Beis, Madregas Moshu Lamalam and Hashemesh Vayarech, there was a borer. It's clear. Shreg Shanala to Smabar Sorba, and what is Or? Or is Nivdol Min Hageshem. He writes in the Akdom HaShlishis, Nivdol Nikra Or, Shem Bo Achirus, it has no, nothing dirty, nothing impure, nothing unclean. That's why Torah is called Or. It's not Mesiachis to the Gashem, it's above, this is the physical. Kain Bor Dabar Gashmi Murgash. Try touching light. There's nothing Gashmi, there's nothing, you can't feel light. And therefore Hashem is called light, Hashem Or V'Yishi. And therefore the whole house was filled with light. It's an even higher madrega. Continues Vani Osif of Bir Beremes, Vahavin is Advarim, Kielwaim, Aidvarim, and Kolachazelam Alamizeki, Bishem Atovlon is Chaber Hashem Ka, Vetuvin is Chaber Bishmo Shem Ka. אבל הגן הנבוע שהייסה שכינה מומד הברץ וחלק זה ששם קשה יש בו עניין הלוקי וזה שהייסה שכינה אמו יוסי במילה ששכינה אמו ונולד מול יוסי במילה כי המול הוא לחלק כל חי אלוקנו So these five deos that we brought are five madrigas and dvekas b'Hashem, one higher than the other. So in the Be'er Argol and the Be'er Revi, he writes, "Zecher chamisha dvarim she'mina ila ad adam shu amakabel." These five things are from the ila, from the source, until the person who's the makabel. Keneged the chamesh dibros al luach echad, because the first chamesh dibros are the ila, and then they come to the person. So there are five dargas from the ila till the makabel. So first he goes to the first three, that he's just good, that's his way of connecting to Hashem. Number two, Tuvia, he has Shem Hashem within the Analoki. Number three, Hagun Lenavua, so that's a repeat, that he has the Inyan Aloki on him, Shechina, right? The Tuvia is Inyan Aloki, Hagun Lenavua is the Shechina. V'zesh ha'is ha'shechina, v'yosir b'mayel ha'shechina, v'siv v'nahayar madrega. And now he gets to the fourth madrega of Dveikas B'Hashem, which is Hamol lechelek kel chay elokeinu. Like we say in the Bris Mila, Asher kidesh yidid mi beten v'chok b'shei rosam v'tzetz av chatam ba'ot berit kodesh al kein b'schar zot kel chay chelkeinu tzureinu tziva le'atzel yidenu mishachat yididut she'reinu mishachat l'man brito asher sam b'vsareinu baruch at Hashem korei t'abrit. So we call him Kel Chai Chalkeinu. In the Chiddush HaGadol he writes, Ki mi'acha sheyesh l'Yisrael amila Kel Chai, shu Chalkeinu b'shvil amila, the living God, we're his chelek because of the mila, that's the bris, that's the covenant between us and Hashem. L'fikach Kel Chai Chalkeinu, tziva la'atzel yididut she'reinu mishachad l'man b'rit she'sam b'vsareinu, ki Hashem itbarach, who Kel Chai is a living God, v'advekim bo k'mo Yisrael dvekim bo, since we have this bris, it's right that we should have life, we should have vitality. He's the Kel Chaim, we're davik to him. And therefore, it's Sivalat Seidud Yisrael Mishachas, he commanded to save his beloved from death, from Shachas, from death. So since we have this mitzvah, Bishar Zoh, it's Kel Chai Tzurena, give us life. Because we're davening in you, we have the spritz, we have this iskashus, this connection to you. So that's the nolad mo. We're chelek kel chai chelkenu. Chelek kel chai elokenu. We're part of God, kiviyachol. Because that's what happens after the bris. If he's born mo, he was born that way. He was born connected to God. V'chomer shen esmali abayisor she adavik Hashem b'miyuchod yoser mikol nevroim neviim. He was more clean to God than the other neviim. Kidchtiv ve'era al Avraham el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov b'kel Shakai u'shmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. He showed himself to the others b'kel Shakai, but not with Shem Avaya. V'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu olav Hashem esnavi b'shem amiyuchad u'esbaklari amiira u'v'lekach nesmali abayis ora. V'Moshe Rabbeinu, he was misnabe with the Shem amiyuchad, with the Shem Avaya, and m'meila, he was more connected to Hashem. He's the Aspaklari Meira. He saw with the clear looking glass. Like the Nefesh HaChaim says in Shaar Gimel, the union of the Avodas Avos, they were always Davik Bashem without a Hefsek Rega, the Avos in the Merkava. But Madrega of Moshe was even higher. Lo Kam Navi Kemoshe, there was no Navi like Moshe. And he was... He perceived Hashem with the Shem Avaya. Shem Amiyuchad, God's name, Kiviyachol. Ulekach, v'lachain, lo yashum koach chotzeitz b'fnur ofnei or asagas nivuaso. There was no koach that was made a chatzitza, that made a partition between the orav asagas and his nivua. So Moshe Rabbeinu had this clarity, and like Reb Tzadok says in the Sefer Pritzadik and Sukkis and Os Mem Hei, that Shem Havoya is the Shem Etzem, that's Hashem's name, that's Mahavad Olamos, and the other Shem Osar Kinuyim Ushmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lah. Yikar Bechinas Das V'Akar B'Shem Havoya is only through Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Zochet to that, to this Bechin of Das V'Havoya Baruch Hu B'Shlemos, because through him the Torah was given. So that was the highest level of Dveikos, the Aspaklari Mira, the Shem Havoya, the highest level of Nevuah. And Memela, the Nismali Abayis Ora, the whole house was filled with light. So this light, we see already when Moshe was born, he already had this light of the Aspaklari Ameira. And so writes Reb Tzadok in the Pritzadik in Parshas Balak, Oschess, Moshe miyad yisil it aspahar baspaklari denara havime. T'chtiv atero so ki tov. The Sforno says not like that. The Sforno says the nevuah is of Moshe miyayis matan Torah v'halei ha'i baspaklari ameira, only for matan Torah. But here it says the Tzadok says not like that, that it was mamish from his birth. Maral says from his birth. So he says, "V'havein ze heitev meod v'timsa divrei chachamim." Understand this well, and you'll find wise words. So, Chor Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he explains this for Timtza Divrei Chachamim, that he says that these 5 days in the Gemara, Tov Tuv Yehagun Nenavua, Nolad Mol V'Nesmali Abayis Ora, are connected to 5 spheres from Malchus to Teferis. Tov is Malchus, like it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Knesset Yisrael, Tov Hi, Zmanis Tov Le'Alma, Zmanis Tov Le'Hechol de Malka, sometimes it's good for the world, good for the Hechol of the Melech sometimes. Tuvia is Hod, like it says in the Sefer Kehilas Yaakov, and Erech Tuvia, Noda Ki Moshe Hod Da'atzilus, as it says in the Pasuk, V'Nascha Asatam Ehod Cha'olav, Nevuah is the sphere of Netzach, like it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Chelek Gimel Samech Esamet Aleph, and it's discussed by the Arizal at greater length, that Shmuel opened up the gate of Nevuah when he said, V'gam Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker, that's Nevuah, Nevuah is Netzach. And then Bris, that it was Nolad Mol, that's be Yisod. Obviously that's the meat of Yisod. We know that Bris connects to Yisod. So we have that these 5, Tov, Malchus, Tuvia, Hod, Hagon LeNevuah, Netzach, Nolad Mol, Bris, which is Yisod, and then you have Nismalei Bayis Ora, and that's obviously the meat of Teferis, as we know from the Zohar HaKadosh Chelek Aleph Zayin Amud Beis. Why am I telling you this? Not because I understand the word that I'm saying, but because we should know that the Divrei HaMaharal Hem Amukim Me'od. Okay, we learned some, we have a lot more, believe me, the Maharal is many Sfarim, so we've already learned a little bit together, not enough. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Koach, the Moach, and the Simchas Chaim, Lilmodu L'Lame, Lishma V'Las, L'Kaim is called the Reis Hamot Rosu B'Hava, and we should be Zocha to continue, we should have the financial means to be able to continue giving the Shiurim. Amen V'Amen, Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.